boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Now, it's not going to be just a regular show today. No. We're about to have fun for the next 4 hours.
It happened. I did not see this coming today.
I didn't see it coming today, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. Now, I've always been, in the back of my head, a sneaky suspicion. I think they've been engaged.
You have
for
been
a while.
Saying that. I thought you were crazy.
No, see, I'm not. I think that they've been. I just don't know when. I can't, like, tell.
No. And they didn't give that information. They announced it today, mm-hmm. which you found.
It was 13 days after her appearance on the New Heights podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know she loves the number 13.
I think they were sneakily engaged on that podcast this whole time, and do you think didn't know.
Do you think that's why she was tapping? Everybody's been stuck on her tapping on his shoulder.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, like she was giving a signal. Like the three taps means an A or whatever.
What are
you
talking, like Morse code?
Yes, that's what they thought.
Are you serious?
But do you think the whole time she was tapping on his shoulder was to be like, you guys, I'm engaged.
Yeah, I have a ring. I'm just not wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And now I am so annoyed because I'm going to have to go watch the 2-hour stupid episode again to see what the signs are.
What did we miss in the podcast that she probably hinted towards already being engaged? We got to watch 2 hours again.
Do we got time right now? We might as well get started.
No, because we're going to be busy in the 4 o'clock hour, so we do not have time.
Yeah, we are celebrating. It's like an engagement party mm-hmm. for our friend Taylor Swift, that is. Yeah, it's a bad day to be named Taylor.
It really is.
Nobody cares about you, Taylor. It's fine. We're going to be building the Tavis wedding playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
And that rhymed.
I thought about this. Don't you worry. Okay. I've been thinking about it since she posted it on Instagram. With your help, we're going to be taking requests of songs that should be played at their wedding. You know, the lovey-dovey slow songs.
That we all know Taylor's going to want, I would want.
That she's going to love. And then Travis, he's a hype guy, professionally, mm-hmm. okay? The ones that he's going to get down to and maybe scream into a microphone as he does.
Or even Jason Kelce, too.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. All this, by the way, today's show brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. If, you know, your love story is coming up next.
Uh-huh.
Keep them in mind. They're local. You can stop in anytime. Or they also, I hear, have a ring builder on their website.
Oh, my God. That's what we're going to do during the show today.
Oh, build our perfect rings.
We are. I want to see how much can I get it to be exactly like Taylor Swift's. Don't judge me, okay?
Not challenge me with a good time.
That's what we're going to be doing in the show today. We can't wait for 4 o'clock where you get to pick the playlist. It's either a Taylor Swift song, maybe like Lovey Dovey, or is it kind of like a hype song for Travis Kelce?
Get ready to chime in or send in your request at 319-200-1029.
Taylor Swift is engaged. I'm not okay.
I'm waiting for you to honestly cry. I don't know why I thought at some point you were going to cry today.
You know what? Just wait until I get home. Let the adrenaline really just, I'm on a high right now.
Yeah.
Just wait till I get home. And you know me, I'm that's a sucker for love.
The low will hit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's when I'm going to cry. No, 100%. But I screenshotted the announcement, which came from Taylor Swift on Instagram.
Yes.
She posted some beautiful photos of her and Travis Kelce and said, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. I screenshotted this and I'm sending it to friends and I'm sending it to my sisters. And then I send it to Neighbor Man.
Right.
I said, Taylor is engaged. He just says, wow. This is when I said, just waiting on my turn.
Oh, God. And
it's funny because even when I got told it in the hallway, like Chad Taylor was like, did you see? Taylor and Travis are engaged. What was the first thing that came out of my mouth?
What did you say?
I said, why is it not me?
Oh, my God. See, you know what? Guys, just know you're going to get home tonight and it's going to be, oh my God, did you see Taylor got engaged? Did you see the size of the ring?
No.
Have you been saving up?
Uh-huh. No, 100%. And then my biggest thing is I'm going to be like, okay, now I'd like to be engaged when Taylor's engaged. So.
Oh, you want to have.
Imagine.
Do you think she's going to know you're engaged?
No.
Serious question.
But we get to be fiancés at the exact same time.
Oh.
We get to plan the wedding. At the exact same time. Wouldn't that be so cool?
I guess I didn't think about it like
that. No, I've been thinking about this for just for the last 2 hours.
Well, okay, I guess unless she gets married like tomorrow, you might have some time.
Do that, Taylor.
One step at a time.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There is just nothing else to be said except, my God, Taylor Swift got that rock, baby.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, was anybody really expecting anything different?
That it would be massive?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Really?
I just feel like when I see her wear jewelry, other than when I'm thinking about on the Eras tour, she had that really nice, like, big necklace for the Lover era.
Oh, yeah.
She tends to wear, like, dainty.
Okay.
The stuff, other than I guess her watch and the photos, the engagement photos, was kind of nice too.
Okay.
But I would have thought it would have been smaller. I don't care. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's freaking massive. Okay. She obviously announced today on Instagram that her and Travis Kelce are engaged. Yay. Congratulations. There's not a lot of information because it seriously just came out a couple of hours ago. And they're in like a beautiful garden with flowers everywhere. It looks very normal, but then when you start to break down the things people are noticing, like, this is not a normal engagement. Chad Taylor came by my office earlier and was like, isn't it kind of nice to see that it's so, like, relatable? And I'm like, did you see the size of that ring? Mm-hmm. Don't get my hopes up like that because it's not realistic. So she has, like, a dress on. It's $400 that you'd never guess. She has her, you know, jewelry on that is, I'm sure, also expensive on its own. She has her signature red lipstick on. And then, obviously, the ring. Okay. The ring is very vintage looking. It's square. And now, I mean, when you Google Taylor Swift ring, the speculation is, how much is this thing?
It kind of reminds me, was it Demi Lovato that had, like, a massive rock?
Maybe.
That I think was like over $1 million.
Okay, that's what it could be anywhere from $750,000 to $1 million is what I'm seeing.
At least.
Oh, yeah, I'd say $1 million.
I'd say at least. But what is annoying, it's like, where's the jeweler? Step up. If you made that ring, we need to know.
I want the details.
Well, it's probably a little too soon for that. But all I know is, I need to send a screenshot to
you.
Just be like, you know, this is what's expected.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You know when you get like a new hobby or something that you're interested in and you're like, oh no, this is going to cost me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's me right now. I have a record player.
I've been wanting one so bad.
I know, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I didn't buy one. My sister came into town last weekend, and she just upgraded to, like, a nicer one because she's super into the record player life, I guess. And she's like, I have this old one. You can take it, or I'm just going to, like, go donate it. I'm like, you know what? I've always been kind of intrigued by it, but it's not something I wanted to, like, go out and spend a couple $100 on some brand new record player. But now I have it, and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, well, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I have wanted to get one for a while. I'm assuming it's one that you got to connect to speakers, correct?
No, she said you can, but you don't have to.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that's one of the big things that when I got told, let me tell you, my ex told me that I would never use a record player.
Oh.
And so I've always wanted to get one just kind of as like a...
Spiteful?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when we broke up, it's funny because Kate from Street Team and Weekend on Talent, she gave me a Post Malone vinyl.
Yes, I remember that.
And I still have it, but I don't have anywhere to play it because I don't have one. I need to buy one, but I specifically want it to be pink because, you know, that's me.
Oh.
But I really want to get one because I just imagine, I don't know why, but I imagine Saturday mornings cleaning the house or Sunday mornings cleaning the house, windows open, you're feeling that fall breeze, and you've got the Tortured Poets Department. That one is one I want. Or like Post Malone or whoever. Like there's ones that I really, really want.
Well, yeah, everybody does like 8 different vinyls these days, Taylor Swift. Mine is unfortunately not pink, it's a black. But do you want to borrow it so you can just take a picture with it and give the ex a big old... How you
Ring
like
it
that?
Bring it in. I got a good finger to give them, and then I'll send them.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
with our Tavis playlist that we're playing.
Because they are newly engaged, so we want to make sure that they have the perfect playlist to represent both Taylor's lovey-dovey side and Travis's inner hype man, mm-hmm. I suppose. So if you have a song that would represent either of them, you can text it or call us and tell us what your request is at 319-200-1029.
You know, I was thinking, I'm already, you know me, in planning mode. That's why we're coming up with the playlist, right? I immediately start thinking the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, what are the bridal party gonna look like? What is the bachelor? You know, all those things. Immediately then I go to, what does the wedding date look like? Because here's the thing, I'm having a trouble with my brain trying to decide if this is going to be a very closed wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be like destination? And we'll eventually see wedding photos just one day on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or do we think it's gonna be like the royal wedding? And it's going to be massive. We're going to get to watch it on the TV. Like, everybody's going to be hooked, like the Olympics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's watching. Nobody takes their eyes off the TV. Will it be like that? I'm having a hard time thinking it might be like that only because of Taylor's security. The fans are going to get really excited. And they're going to be right outside the venue, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that might cause a problem. So that's the only reason why I don't want to say it's going to be like a royal wedding.
Right.
But I know that her fans would want to see it.
I don't know, because I feel like the two of them have tried to pull off this, like, we're so normal vibe that I could see it being very low-key. I feel like a lot of celebrity weddings are very low-key now. Like, Demi Lovato recently got married.
I know. I was like, what?
Out of nowhere. We saw pictures after the fact, but I feel like it was very low-key. So I could see that. But also, it's been a really long time. Like, when's the last time you cared about a celebrity wedding? One of the Kardashians? Who is the last person to have
you're
a televised
gonna judge
wedding?
This one. Chad. No, wait, not Chad. The guy from Nickelback.
Oh,
yeah, Chad
God.
Kroger. And Avril Lavigne. That was the last wedding I was actually excited about. Don't ask, but I was excited about.
Were you like 4 months old? Like, when was that?
I think it was in high school. And I was so excited because I love Avril Lavigne. And then you add Nickelback. Oh, my God. This was a childhood. This is better than that. I mean, Taylor and Travis are way better than that.
Uh-huh. No, your opinion is no longer valid.
We want to hear from you. What is the perfect love song that maybe Taylor Swift would add to the playlist, or a hype song that Travis would definitely add to the wedding playlist? We're still taking those requests at 319-200-1029. That's our phone line. You could also text them in too. We'd love to hear it and see it.
We're playing those songs all this hour because Taylor and Travis they broke the internet today, mm-hmm. with their engagement. And I think it's something that people are going to be talking about and be influenced by for a very long time.
No, 100%. I was thinking earlier, I'm like, anything that Taylor does for this wedding, whether we get to see it, like, it's like a royal wedding, we get to see it on the TVs, or maybe it's like a small one that's intimate just between the two of them, which I could see her doing that too. She's obviously probably going to post photos or something's going to be taken,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think whatever happens, she's going to change the wedding industry, in my opinion.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, obviously, the only thing that we've seen as of right now is the ring. I remember Selena Gomez got, what is it, a marquee diamond?
Yep.
And then everybody was getting marquee diamonds.
I'm like, how many people are calling her Tina Starker Jewelers right now?
Right, because she has a very specific vintage-looking ring. It's beautiful, and I think it's going to be a lot of people's like, ooh, maybe that's what I want. Taylor has it. I think I want it now.
100%. I think whatever she does for, like, her wedding, her hair, or she starts a new trend, that is, like, what people are going to do moving forward. Like, depending on whatever she comes down the aisle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a trend, too. I do hope it is the start of the Eras tour. Like, that
what?
She comes down. No, she comes down as the start of the Eras tour. You know how many people say they want to do that themselves?
Are you saying, like, the song? Like the,
yes.
The,
it's been a long time coming.
You think?
I won in 1980. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
I did. Do you know how many people want to walk down the aisle themselves to that? Imagine Taylor doing it.
Swifties, I love you. I'm scared of you. That's a bit much.
Still got another 7 minutes where you can make a request for Taylor and Travis Kelce's wedding playlist. What do you think they're definitely going to have at, like, the reception?
It's going to be hot take all over the place because Taylor is a lover girl at heart. She loves a ballad.
Oh,
she loves meaningful lyrics. And then you have Travis. God love him. That man loves the party.
No, he does.
And like rip his shirt off and stuff.
So we're definitely thinking the songs are going to go all over the place. That's why we want to make the perfect playlist. Something maybe lovey for Taylor. Maybe you're thinking of a good hype song for Travis Kelce. We still want to hear your request at 319-200-1029.
But obviously they have the wedding. I mean, the engagement came out a couple of hours ago. Maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit. But I can't imagine the amount of opinions they will get on this.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm also thinking maybe we won't get like a royal wedding style.
Right.
Because everyone has something to say about everybody's wedding and drives me bonkers.
I don't know if it's getting older that you realize that people are so judgy about weddings. The food's cold. Oh, the drinks. It's not an open bar. Or why didn't they have a fish option? Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. I didn't like the color of the bridesmaids' dresses. And you're like, who asked you?
Are you paying for it?
I'm saying most of the time these weddings are free for you.
I think we've all been to a wedding where you're next to somebody and all they're doing is complaining about whoever's getting married and they don't like something about the wedding. But I also see it a lot online too. Like if I'm on like my TikTok for you page,
yeah,
I'll see somebody say, hey, like I'm doing this for my wedding, and I'll read the comments and they absolutely destroy that person on the internet. And this is one of the reasons why, like, I get nervous talking about, like, the plans that me and Neighbor Man have. And, like, because we have an idea of what we want to do.
Because
I just am like, people are going to destroy us. I don't think I would want to post about it on social media because people are nasty.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying that. I have been saying it for years. One day I'm just going to show up and I'm married and nobody's going to know.
Yeah, I know. She's going to walk in. I'm like, wait a minute. That ring was not.
Like, wait, what? Do you have a different last name?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, college football kicks off this weekend, and normally to me that means, oh, tailgating and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as, you know, as much as I care, truly. But I was scrolling on TikTok last night, and I have heard that people will combine or like come up with this list every year, and I've never really paid attention that much, and that is the wildest player names in college football, because I don't know if it's as like generations go on, people get a little wackier with the names, but it's like some of these, you gotta wonder, did you know that they were gonna grow up and be a football player?
Mm.
So I watched the whole video last night and I've compiled my favorites. From Campbell University, Wing Green.
What?
Wing.
Like wings, like I eat wings.
Uh-huh. And then green. Wing Green.
I feel like we could have played off the last name Green.
Right. Why Wing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. From SMU, we have King Large. I mean.
No further. I like that one.
You know what?
Nothing further.
He's big boy, too. I'd be scared of him on the field.
I hope he has a. I don't know sports, okay? But I hope he has a position on the team that requires the, like, NFL announcers, or I guess it's college football or whatever, the announcers to have to say their name quite often.
I have a feeling with the name like King Large, it's destined.
Uh-huh.
From Duke, Memorable Factor. Like, that just sound, that
what?
Is a sentence. Memorable
that
is his first name.
Memorable.
Memorable. And then Factor is his last name. What are we doing? I don't know.
I can't. Why didn't we play off of Factor a little bit more?
I don't know. You're going to like this one. From Arkansas, we have Dude Person.
Yeah. Another one I kind of like. Dude Person.
I mean, like, I can't. I'm not going to hate on any parents for the choices they make. But, like, what was that conversation in the hospital when that baby came out?
I don't know.
He looks like a dude person.
Well, we can't think of a name, but he's a dude person. But can you imagine?
And doing a touchdown, or just got a touchdown, dude person,
dude
number
person.
32.
Yeah, good for him. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. From Purdue, we have Nitro Tuggle.
I kind of like that one.
Tuggle's kind of like cute, I'm not going to lie.
But Nitro is a cool name.
Nitro, I feel like you are meant to be a star player. From Louisiana Tech, Pig Cage. Pig.
No.
Oink, oink. Like the animal. And Cage is his last name. From Bowling Green.
Why didn't we do, like, you know how they say, like, eggs are K Cage free.
Oh, free cage?
I don't know.
Or like Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God.
After the movie star. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're sick of living in that spotlight. Okay, so this one's not that weird except for the middle name. Gideon ESPN.
Nice.
Lampron.
Lampron?
Lampron?
I like that. I like ESPN.
I wonder.
But is it Espen?
Oh, I don't know. It's spelled ESPN.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, have they not gotten sued for like copyright claims, you know?
Because they named their kids.
On the birth certificate?
Well, then they don't. It's not ESPN. Excuse me, ESPN.
It's Espen?
It is not ESPN. It's Espen. You've got it wrong. That's how you get out of the lawsuit.
I feel like you've thought about this already.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My boyfriend last night was just begging me to play video games with him. And I know it's something he really, really wants.
Like playing the same game, like two player, or he wants to coexist and play video games next to each other?
No, same game.
Oh, God.
Player one is him. Player two.
No, that sounds horrible.
But it's not Sims. I mean, like, if it was Sims, I'm down.
Or, like, Mario Kart?
No, 100%. Any other game, probably not down. You know, he plays weird stuff.
Yeah, he plays, like, hot dog games and stuff.
Hot dog games. Like, the other night was, like, I don't know, zombie killing game. I was like, not for me.
No.
I don't like guts and stuff. But he really, really wants me to play. I'm like, ugh, okay. One condition.
Oh.
I'll game if you propose.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, I'll propose if you game. I'm like, no. I said it first. Like, I said I'm not going to game until you propose.
Uh-huh.
We have to follow mine. We don't get to just pick yours. So I gave him the whole time.
Okay, so did anything? I mean, clearly nothing.
No, here's the thing. As I said, if I really did play a game with you tonight, am I getting proposed to tomorrow? It goes fine, whatever. It just won't be perfect. There will be no photographer there.
As in today?
Yeah, he'd do it. I didn't play a game with him last night, so I'm not getting proposed to.
Okay, so nobody won. Everybody lost.
Well, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to say I'm not playing a game with you until you propose.
Right. Okay, so here's the problem with that. You can only use that once. Once he proposes, you can't use that to get yourself out of playing the game.
You're right. I'm going to have to play,
aren't I? Unless it's divorce.
At least I got the ring. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Not gonna play until you divorce me.
You know how you have to do things for your significant other, even though you dang well don't want to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like marriage.
Exactly.
They say.
You're like, you think at the back of your head, you're like, I really don't want to do this, but they support me.
So I got to return the favor. Yeah.
Like, for instance, you know, Neighborman will watch all the girly shows I love, rom-coms, you know, crying in the bed, things like that. I got to return the favor. And at some point, I really do got a game with him, even though I don't want to do it.
Sounds brutal.
But last night, he's getting all excited about this, and he's trying to build me a profile. But I stopped him halfway because we got to come up with a gamer tag. Now, let me tell you, I don't know. So bear with me. If you play games, I'm probably saying these things wrong because I don't know what I'm talking about. You have to have a gamer tag. And that's like what people are probably going to call you by. The big thing he was telling me, if we went by Destiny on Air, okay? Because that's, like, usually my usernames and
stuff.
People are going to pick the first thing. They're not going to be like, hey, on air. They're going to pick Destiny, okay? So, like, if there's two names, which I'm going to give you several, okay? Just know whatever's at first is most likely what they're going to call me.
Yeah, that's why my boyfriend gets called Butt.
Oh, Jesus. Is that because his last name?
Because it has to do with his last name, and they just call
him
Butt.
They shorten it up. They're like, Butt. So, I want you to keep that in mind when I give you some of these names, because I went to ChatGPT last night. I was like, okay, help me out with a gamer tag.
Okay.
You know, I want it to be fun. I want it to be creative. And I do want it to be good. Like, I want it to be so good that when people see me playing, they're like, whoa, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool name, right? Here are some of the criteria or some of the things I gave ChatGPT to know me a little bit more. I said I'm on the radio. I said I love Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you need to know about me, I love Legally Blonde.
Okay.
I mean, that pretty much sums up who I am.
Right, yeah.
Here's what it came up with. Static and Snaps, a.k.a. static, like static radio. Oh, you hate that.
Oh, God.
And the bend and snap.
This is going to be brutal.
You hated that.
I hate it a lot.
Okay, well, then we'll keep going.
You just said they pick up on the first thing.
So it'd be static. I don't hate that.
Okay. I thought, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Pretty in post.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Shocking. Your Honor, it's posty.
Where does Your Honor come from?
Oh, Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde.
That would maybe get people to talk to you because they'd be like, why?
Okay. Legally Posty.
Sure.
You are hating all these.
I don't, yeah.
Okay. Posty preset. You know, like you've got Z1 to 2.9 as your preset.
As you should.
Thank you. Posty preset.
I like the double letter. The alliteration.
P-P?
Yeah.
I'll be called PP.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God. All right. That one's off.
Could be worse, I suppose.
Legally on air.
I would be scared. I think if I got into, like, I'm thinking
a chat or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what gamers do.
Legally on air, that sounds like somebody that is working for the government.
Yeah, what are you going to put? If I say something bad, what are you going to
do? I don't like it.
Okay.
It's intimidating.
I don't know if you're going to like this one. Legally. Oh, I screwed those up. Sorry. It's not legally. It's laggily on air. Like
laggily?
Like it's, I don't know. I think it's like laggily.
I hate it. Okay. I don't care.
Well, then you're going to hate this one too. Laggily Blonde.
Oh, like the game is lagging.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Laggily Blonde. And it would be like Legally Blonde. Mm-hmm. She hates that too. Those were ChatGPT came up with for dear God. It sucked.
Yeah. I wish I had like an answer for you.
Here's my thing. Do we go back to Neighbor Man and we're like, you know what? They sucked so much. I'm going to need like another solid, I don't know, 6 weeks to think about it.
Okay, well, yeah, but also question and like don't answer if you can't, but what is his gamer tag? Does it have to do with his name?
I think it's Wiley Coyote something.
Maybe you need to play off that.
Wiley Coyote's girl.
Wiley's wifey.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's sharing it. Everyone's making memes in a good way, I should say.
Dude, every time I have gone over my Facebook tab just very quickly, the top post is something about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
And their engagement, which we've been talking a lot about in our show because we play in the 4 o'clock hour. We asked you to come up with the perfect playlist for their wedding.
Yeah, we had a great, grand old time. Partnered up with Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City because obviously engagement's on the mind. So we'd like you to remember our friends down in Iowa City. They're locally owned and they have a really great website too with a custom ring builder so you can get your dream ring made for you.
And it kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. Since 2022, the average length of an engagement has held it steady at how many months?
I'm actually really curious about this because, like, I don't know what the end, like, I don't know.
Well, to me, I'm like,
is it short? Is it long?
Right. I feel like a lot of them have been kind of short. I'm like, wait a minute. You
just got engaged.
And we're walking down the aisle. Wow. Look at that.
It's crazy. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
We want
to
hear from people who are engaged, people who are been married, people who are single as a Pringle. To tonight's trivia question. Since 2022, the average length of an engagement has held steady at how many months?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Everyone's going to be talking about it for at least another week. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. We're going to be talking about the ring. We're going to be talking about where did they get engaged.
I'm now on, not even 2 minutes ago on my Facebook, I'm now seeing people post their reactions to getting the news.
That's cute.
I just saw, shout out to the anchor at KCRG who posted her reaction.
That's cool.
It was amazing. It's so fun. That's Everybody's awesome. So excited.
I wish someone would have recorded me when they told me because I know I screamed. Me and Jaden were screaming because we were talking about how big The Rock is.
I know.
We're like, look at The Rock.
Nobody saw it coming, and that's why it's So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight's trivia question is in honor of the breaking news. Since 2022, the average length of an engagement has held steady at how many months?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, Lisa said 12 months. I feel like that's generally...
Yeah, a year.
A year-ish.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like hearing people saying that they're wedding planning. Is it normally a year? I don't know. I've never clearly never done it because I have no idea how long it takes to plan a wedding.
No, I don't. I'd be like, does it take a week?
Yeah, we can do it in like 4 days.
That's my toxic brain right there. Being like, oh, I could plan a wedding in 4 days. Yeah, venue and everything. We're doing it this weekend.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got another thing coming.
Brooke said 18 months. No, I could. That seems long, but I could see that because like, let's say you get engaged in like, I don't know, December and you're like, Because a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, I want a fall wedding. So you got to wait till the next fall. Maybe that's like 18 months.
When you really think about it. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm more like, it is always crazy to me when I see people on Instagram being like, oh my gosh, we're engaged. And then not even a week later, we'll be posting like, here's me wedding planning. I'm like, you move. Oh my God.
People don't wait.
Oh my God. You're like really on top of it. Because I feel like if and when that day comes for me, I'm going to take like... 6 months to be like, I did it. Somebody liked me enough. Finally.
No, same. I'm going to be like, can we just, I'm going to get so overwhelmed so quickly.
No, if you ask me about wedding planning at all, you're getting smacked to the mouth.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be like, give me 6 months for my panic to stop panicking.
No kidding.
And then I can start planning and then I'll panic again.
Panic, then plan, then panic again. It's just a vicious cycle. 5223 said 8 months, which feels very fast.
Okay, but some of them I see sometimes, I'm like, I thought it was like 8 months just based on how fast it was done.
I guess.
I feel like my sister got it done fast.
Really?
Now you make me want to ask her how long she was engaged, but I just remember when she got engaged in December. It was on right around Christmas,
mm-hmm.
And then she had an August wedding. Girl, 8 months! Like,
that's crazy. Did she have anything planned beforehand?
Okay, no, but you know what? She's a planner. My sister Caitlin,
it sounds
she's
like
a planner.
It.
She can, I would have her plan my wedding because she's...
Well, it sounds like she's efficient.
She gets it done in 8 months.
No kidding.
Since 2022, my brain just farted right there. Since 2022, the average length of an engagement has held steady at how many months?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in like 3 minutes.
How many people do you think are like panicking? We're going to give the answer, you know, like you said, in three minutes. And they're going to hear the answer and they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm not going fast enough or I'm going too fast. You know, I don't mean to make you panic when you've already been panicking.
No, don't panic. My question is how long is Taylor's going to be?
I don't know. That's a really, I got to think about
noodle
that.
Noodle on it and come back.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
You asked a really good question. How long do we think Taylor Swift will be engaged before her and Travis Kelce, like, officially tie the knot? Now, here's my thing. I am been a firm believer that I think she's been engaged for a while.
Yeah, I guess we found out today they announced, but we don't know how long they've been. Like, when did he pop the question?
Uh-huh.
Are we ever going to actually know? I don't know.
Well, even when we listened to the New Heights podcast, we found out that she has owned her masters for a while.
Yeah, for longer than we found out about.
Uh-huh. So it makes me go back to what I've been thinking this whole time. I think she's been engaged for a while.
I wouldn't be surprised, but so, I do wonder, are they going to like hold off even longer, or has it been a while and it's going to be 6 months from now and we're like, holy cow, they're already married.
But then everyone's going to talk and say that was too quick. And it's like, you don't even know how long they've been engaged. Here's my thing. She's going to have a team, right? Celebrities got money.
Yeah.
So they're going to come up with that wedding so quickly. I could see being pretty quick.
I think here's my hot take.
All right.
He's playing football this year. It's not going to be until after he's done. So not until next year.
I mean,
probably a year.
February. Maybe they'll have a February wedding.
After at the Super Bowl. On the field. And then the reception is at Disney World. That's my hot take.
And the top of the cake is the Lombardi Trophy.
Yes.
We have great ideas. Well, tonight's trivia question kind of inspired Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce inspired it. Since 2022, the average length of an engagement has held steady at how many months?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Since 2022, the average length of an engagement is 15 months.
Yeah, that feels appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose a little bit over a year.
Gives you 3 months to really soak it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 months to plan.
Yeah, I always see those. Do you get those TikToks where people are like, okay, here's the timeline of when you plan your wedding. 12 months out, venue. 8 months out, food. 5 months out, dress. Like, they lay it all out. And I'm like, I'm not planning a wedding, so there's no reason for me to watch. But I will watch just so that I feel something, like a little stress and a little anxiety.
You're like, I'm not even planning a wedding, but I'm stressed right now that I got to figure out a venue in 12 months.
I like to pretend with my anxiety.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.